great time to get a goal as well, just a minute after half time. It, you know, really took the wind out of Morecambe's sails.
It did, yeah. I said that in the dressing room after. I thought that goal just opened the game up completely. First half it was very tight, you know, it didn't seem as though there was going to be a lot in it, and then you get a goal and the game just opens up completely, and from there on it could have been, well, it should have been maybe sort of 4 or 5. I mean, I've had a chance at the very end which just should have been a goal, you know, there's no other way to put it. I've also taken it past the defender, and my touch to the goalkeeper, you know, was appalling. So I could have had come away with that trick, and there was a few other chances as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, it was a 1-0, but it could have been much more comfortable than that.
I think Morecambe will be sick of the sight of you, because I think that's 4 goals in your last 3 games against them.
Yeah, I've done well. Even though it's a new ground and that, I've never played here before. The team's the same. I always seem to do well against them. So yeah, it's nice to get a goal, and then nice even better to get the 3 points.
Why do you think the team's performance today was slightly disjointed? Do you think it was the pitch, the crowd, the weather? What do you put it down to today? Because the game as a whole was disjointed.
It was. Yeah. You're not wrong in saying that. It was. You know, you feel it playing as well. I don't know, Chris. It's a good question. If I knew that, I could probably be a manager, and I'd manage in the Premier League. But it's very hard to put your finger on it. We had a game Tuesday night. We travelled for 4.5 hours yesterday. You know, I'm just trying to think of, you know, at the moment I'm coming out of excuses, not reasons really. So it's very hard to say. I couldn't really give you a definitive answer on that one.
I think one thing you can say is that it's been a punishing schedule. You played Saturday against Bristol Rovers, Tuesday Barnet, Friday today, and you've got another game on Easter Monday against Northampton. It really takes its toll.
It does, yeah. It is hard. You know, people say, oh, you know, it's a great game. You know, it's a privilege to play football, but it is tough. You know, it's mentally and physically, it's tough on the body. And you've got to be, you've got to be well prepared for these sort of periods. And I think we've proved that. You know, we picked up 7 points. If we can go into Monday and get a win, that's 10 points, and that's a tremendous haul for 4 games in quick succession. So, you know, we've got one game now in this four game period, and let's go out and win it. And then, you know, that takes us to 86, and you know, that's. That's nearly there, I think.
Well, you're pretty much over the line now. I mean, there's still a couple of wins perhaps needed, but over the final 6 games, you look at the fixture list and think that, you know, the way Swindon are playing at the moment, it's very plausible.
It is, yeah. I mean, today it wasn't great, but we've put in a promotion-winning performance. We was.